Good morning and welcome to our Memorial Day version of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here for the next hour. We'll spend some time talking about what Memorial Day means, also play some appropriate music. You can play lawyer today as we analyze one of the most famous music court cases over one of the most iconic guitar solos in rock history, filed on this date in 2014, plus our usual Phil's Pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All of that ahead in the next hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Start with some Bad Company.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, Mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine's stall and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll.
That's a band out of Scotland called Delamitri from 1995, Roll to Me. And we heard Bad Company with Shooting Star up top here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. It is Memorial Day today and Memorial Day weekend. All COVID restrictions have been lifted with some limited exceptions, but not quite the weekend we expected, at least in terms of the weather. Hopefully today will be a little bit better, but the last couple of days, pretty cold. Pretty rainy. Hopefully you're making the best of it. Maybe a little bit out of your routine, your usual Monday morning routine today, not heading off to work or school. So at least that's good. There was an announcement this week about next Memorial Day. The Boston Calling Festival, which is usually held this weekend, but it's been canceled for the last 2 years, announced that it's going to return in 2022 with headlining sets from Rage Against the Machine and the Foo Fighters. They were supposed to both headline last year, along with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, when, of course, it was canceled. So it'll take place on Memorial Day weekend next year, May 27th and through the 29th. And believe it or not, tickets are already on sale via the Boston Calling website. As of now, Foo Fighters and Rage Against the Machine, the only confirmed act, but there will probably be around 60 artists in all, including at least one additional headliner, all of which will be announced in the coming months. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick. Every week at this time, Phil from Watertown sends us some suggestions for some music he thinks we should be listening to. And I have to say, I told Phil that the supply was getting a little low this week, and so he has completely bombarded me with a bunch of new music that will serve us very well over the next several weeks. So we're looking forward to that and to what Phil has in store for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Hungover for You by the Stereophonics. The Stereophonics are a band that hails from South Wales. The best way to describe them is that they are classic UK rock, delivering their message with whiskey vocals. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe, be kind.
Said I stopped you flying, clipped your wings, like I put you in a sailboat with four floors of things. Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I feel like the man. So like the bottle I once loved, but now I cannot have. You don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me no more. You don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me no more. You don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me no more.
You don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me no more. You don't love me.
I'm hungover for you. I'm hungover for you.
That's Boston from their debut album, the album that set the standard for debut albums for many, many years in terms of not only sales, but quality. Something About You. And before that, Phil's pick from the Stereophonics today. Hungover For You was the name of the track. And we look forward to Phil's pick every week at this time, right here, WMFO. And welcome to our Memorial Day program today. I'm reluctant to say happy Memorial Day. There was an article in the Military Times magazine that I read getting ready for today's show. And it said that people who have suffered loss of loved ones in war and in military action don't like to hear happy Memorial Day. And I can certainly understand why. So we won't use that phrase. And while it is the unofficial kickoff to the summer, it's more than about just hot dogs and the beach. It is about honoring those who have died serving our country. That is Memorial Day. And so I've got a couple of facts to share with you that I uncovered this week as I was getting ready for the show. It was originally known as Decoration Day, and on May 5th, 1868, General John Logan, who was the leader of an organization of Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month on the 30th of May, 1868. However, some records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day commemorations was organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. Also, more than 20 towns claim to be the holiday birthplace, but only one has federal recognition. In 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, as the official birthplace of Memorial Day. I guess they first celebrated in 1866, and it was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. Memorial Day also originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. However, after World War I, I guess we realized that war wasn't going anywhere anytime soon, and so the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. There are many songs written about the horrors of war, but one really stands out, so I'm going to play it now. To all those who died in all wars on this Memorial Day 2021, this is Billy Joel on Rock of Ages.
Brother to brother, we promised. the day in the palm of a hand. They rule the night, and the night seemed to last as long as 6 weeks on Paris Island. We held the coastline, they held the highlands, and they were sharp as sharp as knives, 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 knives. They
to commemorate Memorial Day 2021. That's Billy Joel off the Nylon Curtain album. The song is called Goodnight Saigon. I was thinking about playing some more Memorial Day themed music in the show, but that song is so powerful, I think it stands all by itself. We will be back with more music right after this.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let us shift our focus now to one of my favorite features of the Rock of Ages program, and that is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Those of us who know modern English solely as a result of their one major worldwide hit actually have the wrong impression of the band. Rather than being an upbeat pop band, they were actually a punk group whose songs were marked by raw anger, dissonant rhythms, and weird noises. They released this song in April of 1982, and it was a moderate hit, reaching number 78 on the Billboard Hot 100. But then it was featured in the movie Valley Girl, one of the great teen angst movies of the 1980s, by the way. And then it went into heavy rotation on MTV, and then it was just off to the races. It is one of the enduring hits of the new wave era. Their subsequent albums were not well received, and by 1986 they were done, but they do have this one worldwide radio hit. This is I Melt With You, Modern English, on Rock of Ages.
Love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace.
The band is Cracker. The song is called Low, and that could easily have been a one-hit wonder, but it wasn't this week. Instead, we chose to feature Modern English and I Melt With You as our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era here on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I recognize that today is a holiday and you may be out of your routine. And remember, you can always listen to the show on demand by simply going to the WMFO website at WMFO.org, and shows are up for, I believe, 2 weeks. So you can stream them on demand anytime when it's more convenient for you, and I appreciate those of you who actually do that. Well, at the beginning of the show, I said I was going to give you an opportunity to play lawyer, and that's not quite right. I'm actually going to let you be a jury. On this day in rock, May 31st, 2014, The family of Randy California, who was the leader of the band Spirit, he died in 1997, they sued Led Zeppelin, claiming a song that he wrote called Taurus was stolen for the intro to Stairway to Heaven. So let's play Jury for a second and talk about the strange landscape for copyright infringement in pop music. The most famous case of all involved George Harrison and the song My Sweet Lord. A group called the Chiffons sued, claiming the song was identical to their song, He's So Fine. A judge ruled in favor of the Chiffons and ordered Harrison to pay $1.6 million in damages. After hearing all about the musical motifs and chord progressions, etc., the judge declared the songs virtually identical. Let's listen, see what you think.
He's so fine. Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Wish she were mine.
So those are the Chiffons. Now let's listen to My Sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
And then both songs went into their next segments like this.
I don't know.
And let's compare it to this.
I really wanna see you. Really wanna be with you. Really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. My sweet Lord.
Kinda hard to deny that they sound pretty similar. At trial, George Harrison admitted that he knew the song, and the court conceded that he didn't steal it on purpose. Still, this, what they said, quote, subconscious plagiarism, close quote, didn't exonerate him. He was on the hook, and I think it's important to recall that that was a judge, not a jury. So anyway, that is the seminal case on copyright infringement in pop music. Fast forward to this date, May 31st, 2014, the band Spirit sued Led Zeppelin, claiming they plagiarized the iconic intro to Stairway to Heaven from their 1968 song, Taurus. There was a jury trial in which the members of Led Zeppelin testified, including Jimmy Page, who claimed to have written the intro. So I want you to listen, and you decide whether you think this intro was stolen from Spirit. So that is Taurus. Now let's listen to the beginning of Stairway to Heaven. Well, what do you think? Stolen? Not stolen? Well, what if I told you this fact? Led Zeppelin played on the same bills with Spirit, who performed Taurus in their sets. They played many shows together, but Jimmy Page said that he'd never heard that song before writing Stairway. And what about this? In 2010, a guy named Jake Holmes sued Led Zeppelin for plagiarizing his song, Dazed and Confused. The case was eventually settled, and the writing credit on the song changed from Jimmy Page to Jimmy Page inspired by Jake Holmes. The plot totally thickened, right? Well, the jury found in favor of Led Zeppelin, saying that the intro was not plagiarized. And it further illustrates the theory that juries, as opposed to judges, will tend to side with celebrities in most legal proceedings. We all know a lot of songs that sound exactly like other songs, but it's completely unclear when a song will be found to have legally been plagiarized or not. And it's very high stakes. There have been some pretty big recent verdicts. A jury awarded Marvin Gaye's estate $7.3 million against Robin Thicke for the song Blurred Lines. And also the Isley Brothers won against Michael Bolton for a song called Love is a Wonderful Thing. They got $5.4 million in damages. And so that is the very uncertain landscape for music plagiarism, illustrated by the Led Zeppelin lawsuit that was filed on this day in 2014. Well, up next, we have something new and presumably originally written from Jackson Browne, right after this.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Jackson Browne has a new single. It's called Cleveland Heart. He thought of the idea for the lyrics when he was driving around Cleveland, Ohio, and came across a building in the woods. He said, the person I was driving with said, that's Cleveland Heart. That's where they make artificial hearts. And I said, oh, I could use one of those. The result was this song, new from Jackson Browne, WMFO.
I fall the way I need. I'm not the one that you'll be shooting for. I'm not the one who's coming back for more. We've been through this too many times. It's never clear what's happened to mine. Going round and round, 'cause you can't get on your feet. Going round and round, still taking all the heat. I'm not the one whose memory you still keep in. I'm not the one who's talking in your sleep.
You know why.
I don't have to tell you twice.
You know why.
Knew you when you were so nice. Going
round and round,
'cause you can't get on your feet. All the heat going
round and round,
never touching down. You'll be breaking it, and I'm not the one that you'll be taking it.
You know why.
Tried and tried, you cracked the shell.
You know why.
When you fake, it's hard to tell.
The hypnotic and melodic sound of the Cars from their third album, Shake It Up. First two albums from the Cars were great. First one called The Cars, then there was Candio. After that, catalog gets a little thin, but that's a good song. Third album, Shake It Up. And we heard something brand new from Jackson Browne. It's called Cleveland Heart. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is Ron LaRusso with you, closing out a Memorial Day show. I should probably mention that these shows are still not live, at least my show is not, on WMFO. We are pre-recording. We started doing that well over a year ago due to COVID, and we'll probably continue to do it right through the summer. And so when we do go live, we will make a big deal about it, and you will know about it. But for now, we're still pre-recording. Well, we've got time for maybe another song or two. I do like to play local music when I can, and in fact, I just played The Cars, I played Boston earlier, but those are big stars. Sometimes we like to play someone who you may not know so much about, and that is what I'm going to do now. Dar Williams is well known in the New England folk rock scene. She began playing the Boston Coffee House circuit in the early 90s, then settled into Northampton, Mass. She has been touring relentlessly since then, has a very loyal following. This is Dar Williams. The song is called Are You Out There? WMFO.
Listening, all the die, and though the static walls surround me, you were out there and you found me.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Ron LaRussa here. I'll be back again next Monday morning, 8 o'clock till 9. Until then, try to salvage the rest of this Memorial Day weekend. Have a great week, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM.